Camping season is in full swing. If you haven't made a reservation already, it can be pretty tough to find a campsite. But there are still ways to sneak in a reservation if you know how. Russell Hannon knows. He's joining us this summer to talk about budget travel. And he's with me now to talk about last-minute camping on the cheap. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning.
Always good when I see you because it makes me think of vacation time. What advice do you have for the last-minute campers out there? Is there anything still available?
Well, you know what? We just came off probably one of the busiest camping weekends of the year. Yeah. And this is just the beginning of the peak camping season. That said, you can still go online and make a reservation pretty much anywhere in any national park in the Rocky Mountains today and actually go out there and stay there tonight. Now, the thing to know, through Parks Canada, most of the national parks, about 60% of the campgrounds are not vacant today. So it means that you don't necessarily have your choice of where to stay. But certainly, if you're determined to get out there and you are flexible, there are campgrounds you can stay at. Also, there are a number of campgrounds that are first come, first serve. So what I recommend, if you do this, is to arrive early in the day, usually around checkout time, so that you can claim a lot as people are checking out.
What time's checkout usually?
Just like a hotel, 11 a.m.
Is that right?
And you'll find some campgrounds, people are actually waiting there earlier. You have people quite often staying in the overflow camping. So they're in line first thing in the morning looking to get a secured lot.
All right. So make sure you're packed up and ready to leave Calgary to get there around 11. Got it. What if I'm cheap? I am cheap. But what if I'm cheap, or even what if I want a free campsite? Do those even exist anymore?
Well, I'd rather say frugal. And you know what?
That's a better word. Yeah.
You'd be surprised to see how many economical alternatives there are between Calgary and Vancouver. Actually, you'd be surprised. As an Alberta resident, you're allowed to camp for free on a lot of Crown land. Details are all on the Government of Alberta website. There's a camping area, and there are a number of restrictions. Depends on the type of public land that it is. Restrictions are that... you can't camp in one area for more than 14 days, which is quite generous. You have to leave lands as you found them.
Oh, no, that's called moving in. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Also, something I learned about, I was at a book signing recently, and a couple of avid campers, if you cross into British Columbia, there's this great resource. It's called Camp Free in BC.
Oh.
And so this book here actually lists 350 free campsites throughout British Columbia, in addition to 80 campgrounds that are roughly in the range of $15 or less per night. Tremendous resource, and I met a couple that really rely on that. And a third resource that I like, actually, a website called freecampsites.net, which is basically just a map that you have, and it has little pins that shows all the campgrounds, and you can click any one of them, and it'll give you a short little description of that campground, and you'll see reviews of people that have stayed there, and these are exclusively free campsites.
Freecampsites.net. I had no idea something like this existed. And this Camp Free in BC book is huge. There's places all around Salmon Arm and in the Okanagan you can camp for free.
Now, just keep in mind, free campsites, quite often, they don't have all the utilities that you'd find in a fully serviced campground. It's not just a basic outhouse. Some of them are only accessible by foot, meaning that you have to do a hike to get there. But that's part of the hiking experience as well.
All right. I'm impressed. Okay. What if I'm on the other side of this? And occasionally, you know, as much as tents are delightful, for people who want the camping experience but don't want to sleep in a tent, what do you suggest?
Well, you know what? I would call that a comfort camper. And actually, that's part of, it's called glamping, which is short for the glamour camper, so to say. And this is a real emerging demographic. And Parks Canada, a couple of years ago, started a program called O-Tentics. That's O-Tent, I-K-S. Mm-hmm. So these are basically A-frame style cabins that have a tarp on the top, and you've got a bunk bed inside, a table. All you have to do is bring your bedding, so your sheets to sleep in. But you're talking usually more than $100 a night. So you're getting closer to what you would pay for a hotel for these.
I've stayed in one of two Jack Lake. One of the nice parts about this with Parks Canada is they put them in the prime camping spots. Just saying. I mean, you get some great areas if you stay in those.
Yes.
You talk about the online app that you sent us to here. Do you do a lot of your research online before you go heading out? Is that a trick for you?
Well, you know what? I think that's one of the key things is we've got such great access to information, especially being able to read reviews. And planning is really the key thing to not being disappointed. And I recommend the Parks Canada website. I can give the website in a minute. But they've got great checklists of what to bring, what to wear. For people who don't camp very often, those are great resources that you can use online. And I find if we don't camp very often, quite often there's a lot of little mistakes that we make, things that we don't think of. And this really helps you cover all your bases.
All right. Go online. Figure out what you want to do. That all makes sense to me. The free stuff is shocking to me, but I think it's a great idea. What else should people look for when comparing fares and options?
Well, you know, in addition to everything that we've discussed, I recommend if you're looking to rent or buy an RV, first ask yourself if you know anyone who has a camper or an RV. Quite often, the utilization is very low. They spend a lot of time just sitting in people's driveways, and quite often, friends and family or coworkers may be happy to lend it to you in exchange for a few dollars. And if you're flexible in terms of when it's available, that's something to consider as well.
Which one? In other words, if you could try out somebody's RV. Because you're right. They seem to sit there more often than they're used. And it'd be great to find any access to one. Look, Russell, great tips. Any other websites, any other pointers you want to make before people head out this weekend?
Well, you know, a great online resource. There's an app, actually. Allstays Camp and RV has downloadable maps that you can put on your phone and access offline. It has more than 30,000 campgrounds that you can access. And you can click on any one of them and gives you all sorts of information, including Walmarts that you can camp at with your RV or camper. Also, casinos, like you might not know the Stony Nakota Casino. Mm-hmm. You can actually camp there in your camper or RV in the parking lot. Also, truck stops that have amenities that are available to campers as well.
So many things to choose from. Russell, thanks. That demystifies a lot of it. I appreciate it.
Happy camping.
That's Russell Hannon. He's the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. He'll join us every Wednesday this summer with advice for traveling on the cheap, or shall we say, frugally.